seem fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Dr. Holly Lucille is out serving her country. She is in jury duty today, so we are not going to have her in. Possibly a few segments down the road, we will get her back. But right now, it is just me with you, and we are talking about Angelina's decision. All the news now about Angelina Jolie, about her voluntary elective mastectomy. And what that means is that she does not have disease. She is, the issue here is that she has some genetic, whether you call it mutation or she carries just the gene that's in every woman, or somehow hers is being more expressed, whatever it is, she carries the mutation called a BRCA1 gene. And the doctors have told her that they estimate that she has an 87% risk of breast cancer and a 50% risk of ovarian cancer. Of course, they'll also say that it differs from woman to woman. In an effort to avoid cancer, she has elected to do a double mastectomy and then let them heal, and then she'll have reconstructive surgery following it. It's very controversial, to say the minimum. I looked at this quite in depth to prepare for the radio show. Oh, one other thing, by the way. Marceline Bertrand, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. This is Angelina Jolie's mother. She did die early at age 56 of ovarian cancer. It goes without saying that that probably had some influence on this decision. When I looked at the data, understanding that I'm a naturopathic physician, and as naturopathic physicians are trained and taught, and along with naturopathic doctors, we are taught first do no harm. And the question is, does this violate that tenet? I looked at the research in this, and I cannot find an 87% risk of breast cancer due to the BRCA1 gene. I don't see it. I see if you looked at the data from one very, very specific way, that you might be able to say that. However, it's really, really shaky to make that claim to a patient that there is an 87% chance that you are going to get breast cancer, and 50% chance that you are going to get ovarian cancer. I question the information that Angelina Jolie is using to base her decision on. I do not question her right to take her breasts. That is a woman's right. I believe in a woman's right to govern their body. I support her in her choices. However, I'm very, very concerned that this form of prevention is going to become more and more popular, and really, it may not be necessary. Let me explain where we come from breast cancer in the natural world of medicine. Honestly, I don't know why more women are getting breast cancer. Let me repeat that to you real quick. I don't know why more women aren't getting breast cancer. Genetics to the side. I do not believe, first of all, that women are programmed to get breast cancer. Yes, there is a BRCA1, the BRCA1 mutation. Yes, it is probably going to make those women more likely to have breast cancer. I do not believe that is 87%. She had another variant in addition to that, but I do not believe she had an 87% risk. I do believe that the cancers that women getting are still environmental to most degree, along with that environmental piece, that is electromagnetic fields, that is cancerous toxins being brought into the body, that is nutrient depletion. When we look at breast tissue, contains ducts, fat. It is very vulnerable for bad characters, bad toxins, along with electromagnetic radiations. It is very vulnerable to be damaged. Breast tissue is loaded with estrogen receptors. Things that affect estrogen receptors are certain chemicals that we add to makeups, certain chemicals, certain toxins that are in foods, plastics, and all sorts of things. We just did a show on the lipsticks that the heavy metal content in your average over-the-counter lipsticks. There was up to, they looked at the top 32 brands of lipstick and found all sorts of chemicals in there that are carcinogens. That stuff gets into your body and goes to the vulnerable places. You probably aren't going to get lip cancer from your lipstick, but you can get breast cancer from these toxins in the lipstick. That's why we talk to brands like Michelle, along with Dr. Hauschka, and brands that are keeping it clean and keeping it more reliably clean. When we look at what's going on with breast cancer, we are having all of these estrogen-like compounds and chemicals that are loaded into the body, and they end up in the vulnerable areas like breast tissue. And there they affect the ducts, they affect the tissue, and they can stimulate cancer. But let's add a couple other things as to why we're getting so much breast cancer. Then we're going to get back to Angelina's decision from a medical viewpoint and a personal viewpoint once again. Let's say I wanted to do my best to give somebody breast cancer. Number one, have them bring in a bunch of carcinogens. We already discussed it, the makeups, the foods, the plastics. Number two, block off the detox cycles of the breast tissue. The breast tissue likes to detox through the axilla, better known as armpits. That is where it sweats. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to coat that area with antiperspirant, preventing the perspiration or preventing the detoxing of the breast tissue. Sound familiar? We're painting that white stuff on our armpits every single day, ladies, and that is clogging these ducts and not allowing the breast to detoxify. So now we have carcinogens, we have all of these cancer-laden soup that's in there, and we have cut off the ability for the breast to detox. Now let's just add in a magnetic field. Magnetic fields can cause cancer. We know this. A magnetic field that typically affects breast tissue is an underwire bra. Now you have an underwire bra that is causing a magnetic field that is a carcinogen, potentially. I don't know every detail on every underwire bra, but a potential carcinogen. The chemicals, the makeups, the food, the plastics, it is all creeping around in the body and ending up in vulnerable places like breast. And then the third thing we do, we cut off the detox cycle. Now there's one extra caveat to that. And that is, then you decrease iodine. We mentioned nutritional depletion in here. When iodine is low, we know that estrogens and chemical-like estrogens tend to store in tissue. Let me repeat that. When iodine is low, we know that these chemicals, like these estrogens, tend to store in tissues. When the iodine moves up, the estrogens can be released and detoxification can occur. That's why when we detox women and some men, or almost everybody these days, we are giving now iodines in the form of sodium iodide, in the form of potassium iodine. And then we have a fancy molecular iodine, which is just a iodine molecule bound to another iodine molecule. There's a doctor named Brownstein who wrote a fabulous book on iodine, and he highlights in there quite a bit about the relationship with estrogen. So to summarize that, we're not sure why every woman out there that has these behaviors from toxic makeups and foods and plastics to antiperspirants and underwire bras, we're not sure why all of these women aren't developing cancers, other than then when those folks have those behaviors, that's when that genetic piece can really kick in. Look, yeah, let's face it. There's some woman in Arkansas that is doing this every single day, and she's not going to get cancer. And then there's an Angelina Jolie that if she maybe has one of these behaviors, then she might get cancer. Let's sum this up. Angelina, I support your decision. However, I think that the 87% prediction of cancer risk for you, breast cancer, is high. I don't believe that the numbers are actually that valid. Second thing is, it is good to get genetically tested for the BRCA, the BRCA1, the BRCA2 gene. Get that tested, but apply that to your behaviors. Get the plastics out. Stop using the antiperspirants. Get rid of the underwire bras. Use those things, and then maybe you don't have to consider mastectomy. Angelina, I support you, but maybe it was a little over the top. However, it's your decision. The Radio MD, we're going to continue to give you the information to make those best decisions. Stay well.